It's beginning to look a lot like a podcast. Episode 17.
Look it over there. There's our friend Anthony.
Hey!
He's from The Bible is Funny.
Ho!
There's Andrew, me, and Josh, and Rachel's off camera.
Yes.
Hey! Welcome to the Merry Christmas, everybody!
Ho, ho, ho!
Merry Christmas. Jingle bells. It's a lot. You're supposed to hang that on your door, and that's really loud. That's obnoxious.
Why were people in days gone by so obsessed with bells?
I don't know.
What did this add? Like, what? We're putting bells on sleighs. They're just obsessed with noise.
We got something that makes noise.
Do you think a horse is approaching quietly? Like, you think no one knew you were coming? Clonk, 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 clonk. Oh, I didn't see you there.
Is that a horse? There's no bells on it.
I wish it had a bell.
Yeah, the guy that got first murdered by a horse is like, geez, put a bell on it. All right, question time.
yes.
Very serious.
This has been a debate since forever, I think.
I've never shut up about it.
I tell you. Okay, stop.
You engaged me.
Shh. Today's question.
Okay.
Should Santa go to prison?
Do you expand on that, or do we just have to answer?
He breaks into homes.
He does trespass.
Trespass?
Trespass. Is it trash?
Tress.
Trespass.
Say it the other way. It sounds better.
Trespass. I don't know. Trespass. I would say Santa, no. I love Santa. He's full of joy. He's got rosy cheeks. He does not deserve to be in prison.
Okay.
Mrs. Claus, that's for another episode.
She doesn't break into homes.
I've got some dirt on Santa Claus. Miss Claus.
Mm. Oh.
But you go ahead.
I don't think so, because then who's going to eat the cookies? Not the parents.
Yeah, of course not.
Parents aren't going to eat Santa's cookies.
Spoil the cookies?
Who's going to put the presents under the tree?
We're going to have a bunch of
parents?
Fair point.
Glasses of rotten milk every Christmas morning?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
That's how quick it happens.
Yeah.
Glass of milk is rotten in the morning.
Yeah, that's the way milk works.
That's why people cry over it.
That's why the expiration date.
Oh.
Right.
That's
yeah, that's a stretch. Wait, Anthony, what do you... Santa, prison, yes, no.
I don't know if I don't think it's for the home entry. For me, it's for the like
tax fraud,
labor conditions.
Oh yeah,
show us your W-2s.
What are you paying those elves, Santa?
This is what I have questions about.
Are they just children?
This is what I have questions about. For those reasons, I think an investigation at least should be launched.
Yeah.
But okay. I don't know off the bat. You know, innocent till proven guilty kind of thing,
without a reasonable doubt. Without a reasonable doubt. So you're saying
I think it's guilty till proven innocent.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yep.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
At least it should be. Welcome to the show.
Ninja.
Yeah!
Butterflies. Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
most beautiful creatures. I said empty your mind.
You were martial arts!
Ninja's not dead!
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Real talk, what do you think Santa does pay his elves with?
Oh, man, because you think...
Just like living?
You know...
Like room and board?
So elves are always happy. They have to be, right?
Maybe.
I think...
Because there's no way you'd... Like,
that's the facade, at least, yeah.
Could be and like a North Korean tour.
I've heard in North Korea they get their people hooked on meth, and so that's how they pay them in meth. So they just continue to work and work and work. They get them hooked. That's what I've heard. That's what I've read.
Have you really read that?
No, I didn't read it, but I've watched videos.
I didn't read it.
Some guy, it was a documentary.
Some guy under the overpass told me that. And
it was the pizza place in Nashville.
Yeah. I didn't read words that said that. But I just said it now, so that's worth something.
It was movies in my head and a dream, okay?
So we go from elves to meth North Koreans.
But that's what I'm saying. They work. They're not seasonal workers, right?
Are you sure you're not thinking of the Nazis?
No, it's North Korea for sure.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a documentary. It was just a short film documentary. Yeah,
I feel like...
the name of it.
It's a minute and a half. It's a reel.
I feel like, you know, there's like how cool a place is to work. the more interns they have. So if like, if you notice like professional sports teams.
We have no interns here. So
I have been applying to be an intern here for years.
Oh, okay. Well,
I keep getting put into a holding. Someone's supposed to get back to me.
We'll call you.
So I think, I think it's an internship program that just sort of is just, everybody's like, but it's cool because we work in the North Pole, you know?
Wait.
Like, it's a cool opportunity.
Like, about North Korea.
So, like, he's been applying to be an intern.
No, I thought there's like, North Korea, it's really fun to work here.
Yeah. That's the slogan. So. It's the billboard driving into North Korea. It says, North Korea, it's really fun to work here.
Actually, the energy in the office is really great.
Are they on meth?
Everyone's really excited all the time. I feel like elves probably do have just that internship feeling where it's like they're there for 6 months and it's phenomenal. But then it's like then there's some like toxic workplace stuff and they're like, I've got to get out. And so that's why they release.
It's out.
Like, it's like a 6 month because once they realize like you can't be here. And so
that's right. The elf is like, what does my growth look like here as for my career? And they're like, oh, actually, you can go ahead and head out.
Yeah. Do elves die?
Listen, first of all. You talk about elves growing, my growth here. They don't grow because they're elves. But yes, I don't. Yeah, do elves die? That's a good question.
The ones in Lord of the Rings don't, unless they get killed.
This is what's so fascinating about elves. Elves have such a range, right? Like, there's a depiction of elves in the North Pole, and we're like, look at that.
No one talks about elves' range
we're
nowadays.
Like, elf. Mm. And then you look at, like, Legolas in the Lord of the Rings.
I've
and
never
you're
heard
like,
anyone say his name like that.
Legolassie.
Legolas.
Legolas, that's how it's
spelled, but they have like British accents, so it comes out like Legolas. But you go Legolas. The most Caucasian way to say that.
Frodo.
Aragorn.
Sauron.
That's what I call a woman who's really into Legos.
Yeah.
Legolas.
You're a Legolas, huh? That's good.
I always caught you for a mega block bloke. Legolas.
That was good.
Thanks. But
that
you've got, so yeah, you've got like elves. You know what I mean? When we say dragon, we're kind of in a range that's not quite as wide. But we say elf, man, this could be a bearded short creature in a tree.
A Keebler.
Or this could be a orc-killing bowsman.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you always see you see old elves, you see young elves, you see all ages, but... Are they, do
just
they,
different
do they get initiated into it? Like, once you become an elf, you're forever immortal? Or is it like you're found as an elf or are you born as an elf? Mm. If you're born as an elf, then obviously you get older. So maybe they do die.
Oh.
I don't know. Now I'm thinking about elves' funerals.
That would be so sad.
Dude, a tiny casket for an elf. That's so sad. Now we're talking about funerals. There's caskets of funerals. That's not such a far stretch.
Imagine just a visual learner crying.
Dude, that's the saddest.
They're all sad, and then Santa walks in and says, "What? Get back to work."
Wait, we're gathered here today.
I'm just imagining everyone, all the kids that watch our show, they're like, "Oh man, the Christmas episode!" And then 5 minutes
so
in,
dark. North Korean meth and elf dying.
Short caskets.
Sorry, kids.
Oh, Christmas is not canceled, by the way, so it's good. The elves live forever.
Yeah.
So does Santa. It's fine.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
Not according to Santa Claus, though, starring Tim Allen.
That's true. Honestly, I feel like that's my go-to Christmas movie.
Can we talk about that for a second?
What?
I think the elves don't like Santa. Because how quickly accepting they were to Tim Allen being Santa, instead of being like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
The old Santa's dead? He fell off a roof? Like,
But the main elf, what was the main elf's name? Do you remember from...
Bartholomew?
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was like Bartholomew.
But he had a bad attitude, maybe just because... I think he had... Wasn't it because he had like a close relationship with Santa?
No, I think he's just...
Like,
a,
he just liked
just
him?
A bitter boy.
Just a bitter boy.
Bitter lass.
That
bitter
was really, bloke. And he was bigger, right?
He
was like kind of...
Maybe, I think like
maybe he's a hybrid.
20s.
Maybe he's not full elf.
Maybe he wasn't even. Yeah, maybe he was like maybe he was a half elf, and they just brought him in because like, listen, these elves can't. We need a
manager. Maybe that's why he hated Santa. Is because I don't want to get into.
He's a mugblood.
Oh,
it's like an alternative version of the movie Elf with Will Ferrell.
Was Santa his dad?
That's where that's it was what, that's inevitably heading.
Yeah, but I didn't want to get...
So Tim Allen was just the stepdad? He just had the stepdad vibe?
He wasn't the stepdad. He was the dad who stepped
You're
up.
You're not my real dad.
Bernard.
Bernard. That's what it was. Thank you, Rachel. Everyone who doesn't know, Rachel is off camera. That's Anthony's wife.
Bernard.
Bernard. She just saved the day.
He was hilarious in that movie, by the way.
He's great.
He was.
I saw a picture of him recently. He looks the exact same.
He's like an early comedy standout in my mind. I was like, that guy's funny. Yeah. That's
Tim. He looks the exact same. Bernard.
Nowadays. Oh, I thought you were looking at that.
I also like, was like, what's going on behind me?
Is he an elf? Is he immortal?
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
I'm going to throw up.
Santa's going to throw up, y'all.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, stupid.
It's okay. It's all right. It's forgiveness. There's Christmas podcast.
Oh, what's your favorite Christmas tradition?
Oh, my favorite Christmas tradition.
You call it tradition.
You know, I'm going to get sentimental. It's not because she's in here.
Aww.
But every year, Rach and I take a day. And we go, it's like a date. We go Christmas shopping. We get like the boys, we do presents for the boys. Mm-hmm. And then we just get a lot of our Christmas shopping knocked out. And it's fun. We usually like go out to eat. We usually do like
in just make a full day of it.
An escape room. And so it's actually just a date. And we do all of our shopping online. But no,
that's just on your phones the whole time.
That's a joke. We go out. That's probably my favorite tradition. We go out and then we have a really fun party with my family on Christmas Eve as well.
Oh, cool.
We do like a Dirty Santa at our house and both of our families come together. So that's fun.
And Dirty Santa, that's like White Elephant. Like, you get to steal the gifts.
I think
kinda,
so. I think
so. Many names.
Yeah.
There's so many names.
I could be a Dirty Santa.
You are definitely a Dirty Santa.
I don't wash my hair a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, kids.
Just smoking a cigarette.
Sit on my lap. I'm like, get out of here.
We also get really wrapped up in the bad Christmas movies. I don't know if y'all are into those.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like,
We've finished them all already.
You guys hit them pretty hard.
We power through them.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on you go to Hallmark? You do a Netflix?
No, we don't do a Hallmark.
We
do like, I guess the cliche ones. I don't know if they're like Elf, Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Santa Claus.
Sure.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, so yeah, you
the Grinch.
You're saying you've done most of these already?
We've done all of them actually.
Oh my goodness.
Christmas Story.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
You've really been doing it this year.
Yep.
We always just put them all in the background. I have to have a Christmas movie on in the background.
You have to,
all
right?
of December.
Yeah.
Just constantly running.
Music, the movies.
When's the last time you guys watched The Little Drummer Boy?
Have you seen that?
The Claymation?
The Claymation version?
I've never even...
No, I have so many like questions about The Little Drummer Boy, like this idea.
When did this come out?
Like in the 40s?
Yeah, it was the heyday. It was in the heyday of the...
Peak of cinema.
Bing Crosby was a...
I'm a drummer boy.
It's really creepy.
Is it Claymation?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Why does he have the drum? Like, what?
I kind of zoned out. Ada, my daughter, we bought it for her to watch because we were running out of Christmas movies. And Ada the whole time was doing this.
even at 18 months, she realizes This is bad.
This is freaking me out.
Apparently that new Claymation Pinocchio is like legit the best Pinocchio to ever exist.
The one with
Guillermo del Toro?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Apparently it is phenomenal.
Oh, del Toro did it.
Yeah. It looks really, really good.
Guillermo?
Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo.
What is
he in?
He's a director.
Oh.
It's Claymation. Like, oh. It's incredibly impressive to watch.
Do you remember that? I don't know names.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that specifically, but I'm still just...
I'm just kidding.
Have we met before?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm just reeling from Guillermo del Toro directing, but he did... Because in my head, he did Pan's Labyrinth, and I'm like, what? There's like monsters.
Yeah,
Guillermo del Toro is monsters.
Uh-huh. That's what I always think, because like, he does a lot of like horror movies. Like he just came out with like a horror movie short on Netflix, like a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So when I heard that, but I saw clips of it, and there's a lot of movie reviewers that I trust that I go to, and this guy says it's like the best version of Pinocchio ever. So it looks really cool.
Pinocchio!
Pinocchio!
You're a real boy!
I got no strings! Speaking of Little Drummer Boy, should we talk? I want to know, Anthony, your thoughts, because I know some people have talked about it. It's old news, but it's our Christmas podcast. You've obviously have seen the drummer boys at that church on the zip line wires
flying
and stuff like
above. I have seen those.
So for those of you who don't know, we'll just show the just 5 seconds of it.
Yeah,
but it's just five or six people in church, in this huge mega church, being hung up by wires, being strung all throughout over the people, like 20, 30 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, obviously you have the drums and, you know, the sticks and everything that. But it's for a Christmas program, not for their Sunday service.
Program.
Pilgrim. Legolas.
Hey there, Pilgrim. It's, but I want to know your thoughts. What was your gut reaction when you saw it?
Oh, just like that Cirque du Soleil had really, like, this is too much even for them. No, I don't know. I didn't think a ton. Was like, there you go. There's the thing.
That's how I was. I'm like, well, that's crazy.
That's kind of nutty.
That's a little nutty.
Like, I saw some more visceral. Do you ever, like, sometimes the comment sections of things, like, tell me I should be thinking things, and I'm like, I probably maybe should have thought of that.
Maybe
but I
should be angry.
I should have been more angry or not angry. I don't.
There's times where I'm like, I'll be scrolling, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, and then I'll read the comments like, man,
yeah,
they're terrible.
Yeah,
me too. I also disagree.
Like Ryan Carr 0309 says, I should be angry at this.
Yes, 100%. So I was like, oh, I get some of this now, but my first reaction was just like, people get into. I mean, it's so interesting, genuinely, because I work at a church, and it's so busy in December. Like, everybody's working so hard. But it's part of people's, like, traditions. Yeah. Like, if in these communities, you go to your little church's thing. Not a little church in this case.
Yeah.
If you're doing the flying drummers, you're not a little church. But it's like, it's just, I don't know.
It's so fun,
I'm like,
for the
people
kids.
People are working hard.
And that's my thing. Like, we're going to go to Disney in the Christmas season. And we're going to go see some incredibly expensive, like, shows. Like, it's just like,
right.
Like, the shows that they put on is... I mean, the fireworks, the lights, the actors, everything. Like, it's expensive. It's a lot of work, but...
You're rich?
And no, I'm not spending money on these expensive shows. Disney is.
Oh.
So we're just watching it. Like those people that show up. And so I'm thinking, the more time I've thought about it, it's like, people are getting mad because it's just probably cost a lot of money. But there are things that are happening that you don't see that are stage design or maybe improvements to the church that probably costs more money, but you're not complaining about that. You're only complaining about because you can see it. Mm. So I can see both sides of it.
And I mean, for all we know, a ringmaster is like a church member, and all those drummers were donated.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
Or it was...
We want to donate all these drummers to your church. This guy's like, what?
But they have to fly.
I think it was somebody...
they can't touch the ground.
Somebody was like, you know, hey, last Christmas, my true love gave me 11 drummers drumming, and I don't know what to do with them. Do you guys want them?
I mean, I guess it was romantic, but I just need to get rid of these guys.
All they do is drum, and it's
nonstop.
Honestly, the worst gift I ever
got. We rented out a storage unit, and it's getting to be too much.
Got to feed them.
Yeah.
But the whole concept of the drummer, like, it's just this completely extra biblical idea. You have this, like, nativity narrative where it's like, you know, come, they told me. Ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Like, come, they told me, this is the shepherds.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, were shepherds regularly joined by a drummer? Yeah. Is that, like, something that was included?
It's like, and
that is weird.
It's like in Monty Python, whenever, like, there's the guy's galloping, there's always a guy galloping with the coconuts. It's like, that's the shepherds with the drummers, yeah.
I mean, shepherds were historically musical, though. That's how they passed time. David.
Sure.
So. But name another shepherd that was into music.
Name another shepherd?
Yeah.
Aaron Gillespie.
He was a shepherd?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Aaron Gillespie from the Almost?
From Under Oath.
Or the Almost.
He was a shepherd. He was actually found in a field. That's how they found him. He was drumming. They're like, wait a minute. Stop. Everyone pull over. What's that noise?
He covered drummer boy. That's the only name. Like, my brain went black, and there was just his name in the middle of the chasm of my thoughts.
You mentioned nativity scene. You may have noticed some of our decorations around here.
Yeah, it's beautiful in here.
You have Mother Mary over your shoulder.
So the funny story behind this is I was visiting a church in Kansas, the church I found Jesus in. And I was going back there, and I was speaking at the youth group like a month ago.
And Jesus was in a church in Kansas.
I was just like, "You got to be kidding me! We're doing a meet and greet today. This is phenomenal. I gotta know.
I found you.
Hey, can you sign my copy?" He's doing a book signing. So it was late, and I was having to take a box out to the dumpster, and so everyone's pretty much gone except for the youth pastors and like closing up inside. And I walk to the dumpster, and I see like a ton of wreaths and Christmas decorations, and then I see a full nativity scene in the dumpster. So apparently they're just like, you know, revamping a lot of their designs and this stuff's like from the like that the 60s.
Brutal.
And so I jump into this dumpster and I couldn't believe it. I was like, yeah, this is the greatest props in the world. Like, if you look in our office, there's just a ton of random stuff. Yeah. And I said, Josh is going to freaking love this. And so I'm going through and I'm picking out like which ones I want because we drove to Kansas. So I was like, we've got to be picky about who we're bringing back. So I brought one of our, one of the Magi, Mother Mary, and we have baby Jesus hanging around here somewhere. Laying around here somewhere. And then I'm going through, and then suddenly the youth pastor walks out and looks over at some dude going through his dumpster, and he just like, it's like at the end of a Wednesday night. He's
yeah,
just like,
yeah,
you gotta be kidding me. I have to deal with some homeless guy, you know, just yeah, going through, and who knows what's going on. Like,
yeah.
And so it's like, is there someone hiding a dead body in there? And so he's like, okay, do I deal with it? And he starts walking over, and then I turn around and he's like, oh, it's not that. It's Andy Dinoon diving through a dumpster holding baby Jesus. And I'm like, this is incredible.
Why are you throwing this away?
This is incredible. And all the lights all still work. It's phenomenal. Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a second, though? That someone at that church had to look at baby Jesus.
Oh, I know.
And go into the dumpster with you now.
Going to hell?
It's a really tough job.
I'm so sorry.
Also, follow-up question for Josh. How often does Andy bring you things from the garbage that you have to like go, no, Andy, this should have stayed Andy, in go the put garbage. It back.
I don't know. Maybe like once every 2 months.
He's like Andy, a cat bringing you dead animals and like, Legos.
I just lay at his feet.
Thanks,
I walk in the office, I lay at his feet.
Dude, what do you think churches do with expired communion bread?
They still serve the expired communion bread. Yeah. Have you ever tasted communion bread? They're all expired.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a fun fact. We were the church I'm at. We were for a period of time like the team involved with Sunday morning would kind of, if we were doing communion, we'd do communion like in the room where we finalize the plans for the morning and everything. And so we would take communion there together because one time we had a singer take communion and choke while they were trying to sing. It's like a sort of dry cracker and they're like, you know.
Just Jesus made you choke You have to go to heaven at that point. I don't care what your life is. If the reason why you're there is because the body of Christ made you die, that's like, okay, you want a technicality, get in here.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been scared so many times. End of service communion is being taken and someone walks up on stage like playing guitar, my eyes are closed, and then someone trying to be nice will walk up with the elements.
Ooh.
And like set it, but I have no idea that there's somebody within 3 inches of me.
Yeah
It's terrifying.
I thought you were gonna say they're trying to put it in your mouth.
keep singing just keep singing
whispering in your ear while you're talking. It's all right, just open it.
Maybe it comes into the click in your head. Chorus 2, 3, and communion 2, 3.
Take the element now.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do like an affirmation click for worship leaders. That's just like sprinkled into the click. It's like, you're doing a great job.
Good job, buddy.
But it's selective so of who it is.
Yeah. There's some weird MDs. MD, right? Music
director.
Yeah.
Music director.
I was at one church, and the guy, while someone was praying, started mimicking the prayer as a Muppet.
No.
Yeah, and was at the end of every song. The room was dead, but he was telling the worship lead, he was like, give God a shout of praise. Say it now. Give God a shout of praise. And then he'd go into a Muppet voice and continue. It was the weirdest church experience.
Muppet voice? What do you mean? Like a...
I'm not Kermit the accent. Frock, yeah, like literally. Someone was like, dear God, you know, we pray that you'd receive these gifts. And he's like, dear God...
Sing a shout of praise.
I mean, literally.
We're going to partake in the communion today.
That was the last time I played at that church.
Wow.
Muppet Man.
Sing me a song, you Muppet Man.
That's what I did.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Man.
Did you hear about the lady that ran the 100-mile marathon?
No.
No? She broke a record. She ran a 100-mile marathon in a certain amount of time, right?
Yeah.
And she had to go to the hospital.
OK. Okay.
And then she got word a few days later that they missed it. They miscalculated her route by 716 feet.
No!
Could you imagine?
Dude.
That's what legit what happened. I watched the TikTok video of this girl. 100-mile marathon.
Uh-huh.
Completes it. It's an absolute, like, just achievement of human, like, ability.
Yeah.
And then word comes out a couple days later, the news, like, nope, you didn't get the world record, actually. Guinness has said, nope, you missed it by 716 feet. Which is like, who's counting after? Who's yeah. tracking? They're like, well, let's just check.
Yeah.
This isn't as bad, but I thought it was bad when I saw it. When they did the New York City Marathon, you know, there's this chick, and she was like a mile from finishing, and she was passing her friend, and her friend like ran up to give her a hug, but like stepped on her ankle and just completely rolled it, and she couldn't finish.
Okay, that happens. What's your relationship with your friend after that? That's a New York Marathon. Yeah. You have to pay to get in, right? And you have to be selected to get in.
You have to enter a lottery.
Yeah, like, so it's most likely a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah.
And they just ruined it for you.
What's your relationship? I feel like...
What's the conversation after the...
Probably, yeah.
She couldn't finish at all?
She had a mile. Were they going to carry her a mile? I would carry you.
I just roll. Hey, you'd carry me?
No.
You just up and down me? And like, no.
No. What does long distance running feats do for you guys? Like when you
I don't run.
I don't have long distance feet.
I have a size 9.
When I hear somebody ran a 100-mile marathon,
yeah,
my first thought is why?
I get the record part. Like I get like, oh, you're the record winner. I get like you hold the record. That's something you can die with. But it's like just to be part of one, I guess. People are so like, I saw videos of the New York Marathon. People get emotional.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big deal. And maybe, so I just don't get it. But have you ever ran like a long.
In your life.
Like at all?
I was running a bit for a while.
If you run like a marathon or like a half marathon or anything?
No, nothing like that. I just, every time I run, I think, what happens if I stop right now?
Yeah. Nothing. Does my life immediately improve as soon as I stop?
What
yes.
will be different? I'm not happy right now doing this. And then if I stop though, so I guess there's a degree of like training and pushing yourself and having a goal and reaching it. And so there are certain distances I sort of track with, even up to a marathon. I'm like, yeah, that's like a thing you set out to do and you do it. But when I hear somebody ran 100 miles.
Yeah, that's psycho.
I'm like, but why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for what?
Speaking of marathon and running, should we run an ad?
Don't go anywhere!
Oh, Andy.
What's that noise? What's that noise?
They're bells.
Okay.
But you know what's better than communicating with bells?
What?
Clearstream.
Wow. Yeah, because that was not very effective at all. And so, what? Tell me about Clearstream.
Yeah, sure. It's Clearstream is a thing that you tell.
It's a software, not a software program, but it's a website you can use to communicate with everybody in your church, your organization, and your business.
Through text, email.
And it's, guys, it's not that big group chat that's really annoying that you have to mute notifications or you're always feeling like awkward because you have to leave the group and it says, hey, Andy left the group, and it's like, oh, boo. And then you don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Are they talking about you? And so, well said. Keep going. And so you don't have any of that. There's no memes or GIFs or anything like that. You can have one-on-one communication, but also communicating with everybody in your group.
And guess what? They're giving us 10% off. Do you know for how long?
It got probably like 10 hours.
No, for life.
For life.
We didn't do that very well.
10% for life.
Clearstream.io/ninjas. Anthony knew.
It's right here. So just go follow that link if you want 10% off for your life. And you know what? You can sign up today. And if you don't like it, then guess what? You still have it for life. It doesn't matter. You have 10% off.
Well, they don't have it for life if they don't pay for it.
That's... But just pay for it and just forget about it. Like we do with all of our subscriptions, okay? Come on. What are you doing?
Sorry, Clearstream.
Clearstream.io/ninjas.
Ad over. What a fun ad.
Wow. What a great ad. Do you guys know I ran a half marathon without any training or preparation whatsoever?
I can believe that.
Because I didn't know it cost. And they're like, yo, but you get free registration because you work here. at the newspaper. I looked at like worked at the local newspaper, and they're like, "Yeah, you can sign up for free." And I'm like, "Oh, cool, it's free. That'd be fun." And so I signed up, and then I found out it's 13.1 miles.
Yeah,
and it took me 6 hours. And I would run past everyone that I knew in the city in Joplin, and people would video me. And at first I was running, and then most of it, I was like, I can't walk.
Right.
So it would just be one of those, like, you're like moving. And it was to be on a video later in the day, finding myself like on mile 10, and it's like a wide angle video. And you just see this fat guy with a long beard, like barely walking. Yeah. My hips were on fire. I fell down at the finish line, which was pitiful because I was one of the last. I beat a lot of people, thank goodness. But still, it took forever. And I fell down. I had cramps all day. My hips would not work for like a week.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. Absolutely.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
I do everything in my power not to run.
Yeah.
In fact, I hate standing.
But then when we played soccer this summer,
yeah,
we felt it.
Yeah. We had a little adult league soccer thing.
We've talked about the biggest mistake times. Of my life.
So many people got hurt. My buddy Chris tore his Achilles.
Oh, my word.
Like in half.
Yeah. Like it snapped.
A bicycle kick?
Nope. Just
backpedaling. He was just moving.
Yeah.
He goes, ah!
Hey, you have those cones over there?
Yeah. And
that was like the first game, wasn't it?
Yep.
Oh, man. And then people just kept getting hurt. Then it got to the point where it's like, this is not
fun. It was
about
to ruin friendships.
It gets heated.
We got to go.
It gets heated.
Well, I think it would have been fun, but we were like literally playing like semi-pros. Like they were so good. Like,
oh, yeah?
One game they like scored like 12 goals on us. We're just like,
I don't think that's because they were that good.
No, they were good. They were good.
No, they were.
I was going to say, they whoop your butts. What are you saying?
Yeah.
I got injured in the first game, but the city wouldn't let us take on any more players despite our roster was like in the negative. And so I kept playing. I took almost 1,000 milligrams of Motrin before every game and still was like, I can't run. So I hobbled.
So you're doped up.
I was.
Thank you for framing that as the city wouldn't allow it. Like it was this like multi-level conspiracy against your adult rec league soccer team.
That's what it was.
You know, take them down.
The board of commissioners met and they vetoed our roster moves. It was unbelievable.
We asked this question on our last podcast.
Oh, give it to me.
Who do you think would win in a fight? Daniel Craig, James Bond, or Jason Bourne?
Please think about this. Please think about
this. Because I have another answer for a different question involving those two.
Okay.
Daniel. Okay. And
Okay, don't think about it that much. I told you to think about it, but not that much.
My gut tells me Daniel Craig, James Bond.
Yes.
Because there is such a legacy of James Bond never losing until very, very recently.
Wait, what do you mean?
Whoa.
I mean...
What?
No. What I was saying was he lost his keys.
Oh.
To that car that he drove.
He
found the car. He found the keys.
So James Bond is basically indestructible, is what you're saying.
We have such a body of proof.
Yeah.
Like the Bourne series is what it is. Mm. And it's like, okay, well, that set of events went that way. But I've seen the same James Bond since 1914 defeat evildoers over and over and over again using his, acumen.
Yeah.
His moxie with women.
But what if you don't have any gadgets? No guns.
A gadgetless James Bond?
Yeah.
Daniel Craig version.
Because I was watching last night. He was fighting a dude who looked just like a normal dude.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty even match.
Yeah.
All he had to beat him with a contraption.
Yeah. That's the thing. But when you say James Bond, you're saying James Bond and James Bond as a whole is 100%
so
gadgets.
And that poses this question.
Yeah.
If you're in a dire situation, who would you want or who do you think could save you? And I think James Bond could save me, not Jason Bourne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I also think James Bond like maybe wants to save me more.
Who?
You could be the new Bond girl.
I
Lego Lass.
I think I was born to be a Bond girl.
Yeah, I think so too.
I've always said that about you.
That's the role I was born to play.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I know more about James Bond. Mm. And born, I have such a small sample size.
I would be more scared to fight Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
James Bond would kill me like that because it's not worth his time to take his time with me. Like, it would just be gone. I've seen Jason Bourne
kill someone with a pen.
Jump from one building window to the next just to crush somebody. Yeah. I saw him beat like that one of the best scenes, combat scenes ever, is when he takes the magazine, the rolled up magazine.
Yeah, just swatting them.
I was like whoa. I was like, not only are you are you killing them, but you're taking every ounce of dignity before they do. So when you fall, when you know you're dying,
he's
you're like,
why are you grabbing that Time magazine?
Man of the year.
Oh, this is humiliating.
Exactly. So when you're dying, you're like last second moments are like James Bond, you don't even think you're dead. And then Jason Bourne, you realize, oh, I'm a nothing.
I just got killed by Pottery Barn.
A Pottery Barn ad. Yeah. I feel like also I want to spend more time with James Bond, certainly, than Jason Bourne.
He's got better style, too.
Better style.
He's just cooler. He's just cooler.
But to Josh's point, if they're both in, like, a ring in diapers, I think Jason Bourne would be really no fight. Because Bond's just a man, like you or I.
But my argument that got these guys heated yesterday was, on the last episode, was the fact that James Bond has the... shaking your head. That's so cool. James Bond has experience and he remembers his experience.
Yeah.
Jason Bourne, it's a lot of just instinct because he has no memory of his life beforehand.
Right.
And so that was my thing where it's like, he's experienced so many different things. He knows in every situation in different places. Yeah. Like,
we don't have to elaborate on too much because we did talk about it last week.
Yeah. I'm just explaining. Yeah.
Because the city took Jason Bourne's memory.
Yeah.
The city.
First on the docket,
we have Jason Bourne. Also next, we have the soccer team issue.
We have the Sunday Cool soccer team petitioning again
to add a roster spot. Again with them?
Absolutely not. Ebenezer Scrooge.
Denied.
This is a great Christmas movie you guys should make. The Christmas soccer team. Everybody's hurt. And then you have to warm the heart of the city commissioner. Please, sir, let us add Lily to the team.
And then it's like the Miracle on Ice, and where it's like we finally score a goal at the end and we win the tournament.
Because inevitably there's only four teams in this league. Y'all make the playoffs. And then you get down to the end and the city commissioner says, after a night of being terrorized by ghosts, says,
Lily can play.
Lily goes in, scores 10 goals. It starts snowing.
Your boss shows up with a check with a Christmas bonus.
It's a real miracle.
Jason Bourne remembers everything.
Jimmy Stewart's in the stands. Great job.
Can you do a Jimmy Stewart?
Who's Jimmy Stewart?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Jimmy
Stewart. Like he's out.
It
almost sounds like Sean Connery.
Yeah, you give it a little Sean Connery.
I don't know. I haven't watched.
I always come my. Oh. This is Rach's favorite impression. I do. She loves this.
Mary, why do we have to have all these kids, Mary?
That's hilarious. Jim Carrey does a really good bit. He says anything that Jimmy Stewart says sounds super positive. He's like, look at that mushroom cloud. It's a nuclear holocaust.
That was good. Just, that was better. So,
you want the moon, Mary?
That's a great idea.
Oh, I'll get you the moon.
Yeah, a lot of those lines of dialogue in older movies, when you go back and people are like, Casablanca, or like, it's a Wonderful Life. You go back and listen to it, you're like, this is jumbled up nonsense. What are they talking about?
Yeah, I also love how they talk back then. It's just like, you see, like newspapers, you see. Like, it was like, who talks like that? No one, that wasn't real.
What do you mean the bank's closed? Your money's not here.
Well, tell the mayor you just lost 10 votes. It's like, why are we talking like
that? Your money's in... Sherry's house. Sherry's money's in Bill's house. Bill's...
What, guys? It's all...
But if you're here, then who's there?
You guys don't really talk like that.
action, and just go
what
right into it.
What if they did talk like that, though?
I think they did.
Because I saw, like, this, it was, like, this interview, like, they're interviewing, like, just people randomly. It was in, like, the 50s, maybe 40s, like, mm-hmm. black and white.
Yeah.
And the whole question was, should the husband be present for the child's birth?
And, oh, like, yeah. There's like, a thing.
Oh, that's not proper. Like yeah. they talk so strange.
Yeah, yeah. It's so it is weird. Like over time, that even in America, our accents change. It's that time.
Now we talk like this. We don't talk like that.
We talk like that all the time.
Josh has been talking the whole podcast. It was a funny blip though when I remember reading something about it.
Reading something in a book. The Man Under the Overpass.
About how American actors all had English accents in like early Hollywood.
Oh,
they would like everything was like had this like British like.
Well, it's that transatlantic accent, which I love. I wish I could just because that's one of the most fascinating like voices just to hear. Like especially like women at that time were just so quick and fast. And
I think you're thinking Transformers.
Transformers accent. Yeah. That's what I meant. Oh, a bunch of Decepticons in the 60s.
Yeah.
I think you meant to say Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
God, that's what you're.
I'm so sorry.
You don't like Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
What? I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Not ringing
a bell. It's like a...
not ringing a jingle bell.
A Guitar Hero version of all of your...
I think they're a little overrated. Just kidding. I think they're great. Very talented people. People or person?
It's a crew.
Not even a guess. What does it have to do with Siberia? I've always wondered.
There's no tigers.
Is there? I've never tracked with it, but people dig it. People dig. Go to a concert.
Yeah.
And I think we had a family member go to a concert, and they said it was fun. So keep doing your thing, Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Way to go.
Don't you love these like artists, these musicians that fall into this like I only work at Christmas thing? Yeah. Like, where's Trans-Siberian Orchestra 10 months out of the year? They're not like doing a summer tour. Like, no one's like, where's my Trans-Siberian CD? It's June.
Also, do people listen to Mariah Carey outside of Christmas?
No,
I don't know any of her songs.
Yes.
Oh,
late 90s Mariah. I would.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, nothing like...
We belong together.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good song. Yeah, I don't care who you are.
Michael Bublé. There's a whole... I think Michael W. Smith at this point exclusively just like, guys, I can make a whole year's worth in 2 months.
Michael Bublé has hit the jackpot. It's Michael Bublé. Michael W. Bublé. He's... One, because he's just the pillar of the guy for Christmas, right?
Right.
Mariah Carey's the, you know, whatever, for Christmas, the female. But for him, but then he's also, on throughout the 10 months a year, he's got that Frank Sinatra vibe down.
Mm. Yeah.
The I'm Feeling Good song, whatever. Like, he's sure. crushing it. Sing. Like he's
just give us a little taste.
I'm feeling good. right. But he just, like, crushes it. I see him, like, all over on, like, videos and everything, news. And, like, so I'm like, that guy has hit the jackpot.
It's so funny because he sounds like everyone that was from, like, the 50s singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's why he's
so like, maybe that's what we need to do. Like, think of, like, what they sounded like maybe in the 30s.
Yeah. And start like, making our this, content
this
like that.
This is so unique. Yeah. You know?
So just doing that for our podcast.
Yeah.
That's how we talk all the time.
This just in.
Santa, going to prison? Tune in.
This just in. North Korea giving their citizens meth. I don't know. I can think of a new story.
But that's the thing. With that type of accent, you have to be so fast thinking. Like, it's like, because they're moving at a million miles an hour.
But when I think about that, I think they had nothing else to do but talk. You know what I mean?
They also had cocaine in their Coke.
Good for them.
Yeah, they did.
That would
speed you up.
Yeah.
But you also have no like phone to look down. There's nothing else. You had bells, which everyone was into.
What do we got? We got bells.
British accents.
I forget who the comedian is talking about the 20s or the 30s when they would say bye to boats. Do you ever hear this?
Bye to the way they wave.
They would just go to a port. Do we know anyone on that boat? Nope. We're just saying bye.
That's one of my favorite bits. I saw that. Some one of my favorite bits is like waving like you're on the Titanic. It's like, why did everyone wave just like that?
Wave it now and like travel's so different now. We just like punt you into an airplane. We don't even say
like people.
See you guys.
Who's the first person that waved there as a greeting? I thought you. I thought you may have read that somewhere.
I did read about it.
It had to have been to get attention at one point.
It was a failed.
Like, hey, I'm over here.
It was and a failed then it's like, handshake.
Oh. Is he in trouble? Or is he saying hi?
I'll go find out.
What was that? What were you just doing? Hi.
It was the first person that forgot their. It's the first person that forgot because they were holding a jingle bell, but they forgot it.
And forgot the jingle bell.
I can't hear. I was supposed. What are you trying to say?
Oh, I was trying to get your attention, but it worked, didn't it?
That's good. Yeah. All right, now we know.
Yeah,
I saw.
Had to start somewhere.
There's that Jack Black movie, and it's absolutely terrible. But I watched it when I was a kid. But it's called Year One, and that's that part where. The first people to clap, he taught them how to clap. And he's like, it makes noise. Yeah, cool. Because they would go like this. Where they go, ah! And they're like, no, whenever you just applaud.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was Michael Cera, right?
Yeah.
I wanted that movie to be good.
Oh, man. I like the idea of it. Like, like them walking and stumbling upon like biblical things. But then they turn really sacrilegious really quick. And I was like, ah, boo.
Kind of hurt my soul that you said when I was a kid. Realizing again how much older I am.
2006. That was that was a kid. So you're in sixth grade.
You're 3 years old.
I am 3 years old. I was 3 years old then.
Back then, you could trust the city.
Yeah, you could.
There was a time
back in
when the people in the city lived in harmony,
and we all had bells,
and we all had bells, and no one asked questions.
See,
hey there, city commissioner. Hello, citizen. Lovely day. Hello, milkman.
Once upon a time, you could move your roster, and no one questioned it.
How tough was it when you were a milkman and then you started seeing it in grocery stores?
Ah!
And you're like,
I didn't put that there. This will-
Wait a minute. Jerry, did you deliver to the restaurant?
This will never catch on. People love getting their milk straight to the. Well, don't they have to go to the store for other things? But they love getting the milk right on the front.
Don't you realize we deliver the milk at night, and by the time in the morning, it's already rotten?
It doesn't last 24 hours.
The guy that's like holding on the last milkman is like, no, Sean, it's time to find a new line of work.
That's weird.
His wife's at home. She has like a shawl on for some reason. You can't keep doing this, Jerry.
I have two clients.
The children need food. Give up on your dreams.
Isn't that weird to think about? There was a man who delivered the last milk to someone, and then it just stopped forever.
That was it.
Yeah.
And his name was
Barack Obama. That man grew up to be Barack Obama.
Holy cow.
What a legacy.
I just think there's so much comedy in when like an industry dies and you can feel it and it's like it's happening and people accept it early and they're like, oh, I guess that's not going to be a thing anymore. And so that had to happen.
I feel like what we're going to experience is going to be like way more drastic of like industries like no longer needing people. You
know? Yeah.
Because of all like the AI and stuff.
Right.
Well, even simple things like just regular like network TV. Like who's watching live
The
Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show?
Oh, for sure.
I'm like, who's one who's going? Like I would get going to it. You are. Okay. Besides you. But like I'm thinking like TV used to be such a big thing where it's like you go through as many channels as you want. But now it's like,
dude,
if I can't stream it, I'm not going to like it's pointless to me. I'm not going to look up like, oh, what time is this coming on? Or like, oh, I'm going to set a reminder. I got to record. Like what?
And we were just talking about this with other professions where you had to go to school for like 6 years to just gain the knowledge needed for that profession.
Yeah.
And like then now there's moments like we were talking about in our house the other day. This guy, somebody talked a guy through landing a plane. Just a guy that was on the plane.
Yeah.
Like there's so much accessible knowledge now that it's like, no, you got to go to 6 years because they got to teach you all this stuff to be a doctor. Like you got to learn all the, what is this on me? Okay. Well, now you can Google all of that. Whatever your question is, like you can, you have access to that information.
There's kids graduating high school with associate degrees.
Yeah.
It's like, how is that possible? Like that, I think 20 years from now, there's going to be extremely limited colleges. It's going to be all online.
Yeah.
You're going to have, the only thing you're going to have to go in person for is probably like medical stuff or law or whatever.
They're going to make robots to do
doctor stuff. And that's why I have like a hard time like setting up one of those college funds that like you can only use for education. Because who knows if my kids will even want to go to college because who knows if it's going to be free online or what high schools are going to look like. It's like, you have no idea.
Did you go to college?
I did, but I don't want to.
Of course he didn't.
I did, but
if he, first of all, if he did, What a low moment for you right now.
I did go to college, but I want to stop for a minute and just talk about Andy describing why he's not saving money for his kids to go to college. I love this as a bit. No, no, there were a lot of good reasons why he's surrounded by Funko Pops behind him. I didn't think it would be a college.
I'm so sorry. Dad, we can... Just flipping burgers for the rest of their life. I wish my dad would have saved.
Yeah. No, I did. I went to college. I went to the university.
Delivering milk.
College for milk delivery. I went to the University of Tampa. Go Whoa. Spartans.
Nice.
Shouts out.
What was your... what did you go for?
It's called a major.
You can get a bachelor.
You know what?
You were looking for the word.
I didn't go to college.
I was just in this spot. I was literally days ago in this spot. Somebody was like, oh, my girlfriend teaches college. And I was like, oh, what grade does she teach? And they were like, you're so stupid. There's no grades in college.
In college.
I'm like, you know what I meant. Everyone knew what I knew what you meant, Josh. I was actually going to go for film. I'm going to go to film school there. And I ended up that I would have had to take another semester due to like prereqs and stuff. So I majored in communications. I minored in film and media arts.
Nice.
And I loved it. Like, it was so funny because it's such a like slacker degree program. Like, it's you watch TV and movies all day. Like, that's what we did in all of our classes. And
that's
I was
pretty awesome.
So pumped to like get in there and dissect
What was your goal? What was your dream like going in for film?
I think I just knew I had started toying around with making videos and stuff, and I knew I liked this as an idea.
Yeah.
It was really like an unbelievable set of circumstances because then I realized I really do love communications. And then so moving into the minor of film and media arts made it way more flexible because this medium changes, you know, overnight every 6 months. It's completely reinvented. And I was not like dead set on being like a filmmaker. Like no, I'm going to make Avatar. I just was like, oh, I like this. This is fun. This is interesting to me. And so, yeah, we literally watched Legally Blonde, and, like, broke down the script and broke down, like, the stereotypes it plays into. And I was like, I came to class, like, all prepped and ready.
Were your parents really proud of that?
Yeah. Man, I should ask them more. I don't know exactly what thoughts were on all of it.
Just watching the bend and snap scene from Legally Blonde, and mom walks in and you're like, I'm doing homework!
This is for school! This is for my school! But you also watch like international films and stuff. I loved it. It was really one of those like, man, this is like...
That's cool.
And then I met one of my really good buddies now that I work with all the time. So I always say like, that's been my like saving grace.
Nice.
A lot of college was like, boy, yep. I didn't need that. But I met Rob there, who I work with now all the time. And
is he the other guy in the
Rob.
Videos?
No, Rob is okay. The one who it does all the real work on the videos.
Nice.
Rob does all the like shooting, producing. Like, that's the thing about film school is you sort of
for your Bibles, funny stuff?
For like everything.
Wow.
Except for TikToks.
Cool.
Like, that's the only thing he lets me handle by myself. Cool. He produces the podcast. He does all that. Because in film school, you kind of split where like you're either into the technical side of like cinematography, kind of like working the camera, audio, etc. And then like the storytelling performance side. So
you talk about Rob a lot, but I've never seen him.
Listen, wait.
He's right here on the couch with me.
Is Rob in the room with us right
hey,
now?
Hey, Rob. How's it going, buddy?
He has headphones on.
Rachel's just like, just go along with it.
We have a room in our house. He stays with us.
No, he's with the drummers.
Rob lives in Nashville. I can't shout out Rob Hubbard. I can't stress enough. I can't shout Rob Hubbard out enough. He is
Rob Hubbard.
Rob Hubbard. That's his name.
Hubbard.
L. Ron
or Hover.
L. Rob Hubbard is Hubbard. That your producer?
Hubbard, like the old school movie, The Indian and the Hubbard.
Oh, so he's not right.
Not the guy behind Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard.
I haven't asked him.
Oh, you should. But because that's because apparently he's dead. But if he's living in Nashville producing videos for you, this is going to be a real twist.
Bro, I work in Clearwater. Depends on who you talk to. Some people don't think he's dead.
Tom Cruise is going to be upset.
Scientology freaks me out.
It's scary. I watched the documentary on HBO and it is terrifying. I read about it on HBO.
It's in our neighbor. It's like we're in
Aren't
the
they like
of
buying
it.
Up like all the real estate like in like Clearwater or something?
It's the oddest thing, man. We have these little cities. Like Tavares, where we are now. Like it's cool.
It's Tavares.
Like, it's Tavares.
It Tavares from
Legolas.
Region to region, how they pronounce it. It can Tavares.
Wait, did the city talk to you about the pronunciation?
That was good.
The city.
Yeah.
I used to pronounce it this way, and then the city got honest about it. So you'll have like a cute downtown area, right? Some restaurants or some like cool places to hang.
Quaint.
Different things going on.
Yeah.
So we have that. We have like Dunedin and it's cool. Good, and there's like downtown
good word choice.
Areas.
Good word choice. Quaint. That was good.
Thanks. Did you say Dunedin?
Dunedin.
What is that?
Did you really say that? I don't...
Yeah, it's a town.
Oh.
It's just a city like north of Clearwater. There's just...
What is that word?
Hold on. Let's think about that word for a second.
I've never heard of that.
It's a city, man.
What does it mean?
I don't know what it means. The point is there's lots of cities with lots of cool stuff to do, and then you get to downtown Clearwater, and it's like... There's no, it's very weird. Bunch of empty buildings.
Just a bunch of lizard people.
It is strange. Strange.
Welcome.
Drive through. And then there's one Starbucks in there refusing to give up. Just in there.
Hold! Pushing through it.
We will make chai lattes. No matter what comes against us.
Have you ever met anyone in the Church of Scientology?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What are they like?
You know, they're Scientologistic.
Careful. They're listening.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, when you're like that in it, it's like people do this thing. As much as you can kind of like zoom out and be like, why would anybody do that thing? When you're like up on top of it, you're like, people do it. And I always think it's for the same reasons anybody does anything. They find a little community there and they are looking for something and that happens to be the thing that falls in their lap. But it is, it's pretty bonkers.
Yeah.
It's pretty bonkers.
I think it's fine.
Should we join it?
That should be your question.
Our social experiment.
Next podcast.
Should we join the Church of Scientology?
Church of Scientology.
I've actually always wanted to go like undercover in like one of those weird.
Isn't that a dream?
That would be terrifying.
I almost did it with LDS Church.
You can't do that. Yeah. No, you can't do that.
What?
That's terrifying.
Oh, I told you about how I peed in the temple, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Which temple?
The Orlando. Yeah.
That's the one.
And you're not allowed in there unless you are.
This is an LDS temple that you.
Yeah, the Mormon temple.
Did you pee in the bathroom in it?
Nope. Oh. Just kidding. Yeah, I did.
No, he wet his pants. That's what he means.
No, I used to date a Mormon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It didn't work out.
The plot twist, Lily's the Mormon.
No, and she wanted to show me the temple in Orlando, and we were walking around it. I'm like, dude, I gotta pee so bad. And I'm like, can I just like pee in the bushes? She's like, no.
Yeah.
And she's like, I mean, maybe we can ask if you can go in. And we like go in, and there's a man and a woman in a white robe just standing there. And they're like, you know, and I look not Mormon.
He's also in the Santa suit.
Santa? No. And we walk in, and they're like, it was like literally they're kind of like, hi, hello.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hi, I have to pee really bad.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, come this way. And he like, the dude like grabbed my arm and like walked me to the bathroom, but then like stood outside the door and then like walked me out.
Was he floating?
He was. No, but as we were walking out, there's like this, it was like a 8-foot painting of Jesus, a very white Jesus.
Oh, okay.
And,
as God intended.
Yeah. My ex, she was like, this painting is so famous in our church because the eyes just follow you everywhere you go. I'm like, I don't like this at all.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I've been in a Mormon temple, and I peed in it.
Wow.
That's a bucket,
and on it.
That's a bucket list.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I feel like every Mormon I've met has been incredibly nice.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, there's the nicest people.
I live
that's
in
where
Idaho.
They get you.
I live in Idaho, and everyone was Mormon. And, yeah, there's... But I think the reason why I didn't get along with some of them because they were eighth graders. I don't think it had anything to do with their religion at the time. But it was just because I was probably a jerk in eighth grade.
Yeah. And speaking of Mormon, can we restart his camera?
Oh,
no,
man.
But yeah, that was a wild, wild time of my life because we were both like trying to convert each other.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that sounds like the Nacho Libre.
That sounds like a great movie.
But they got married instead.
That sounds like a reality show, actually.
Yeah.
Today, we have one Christian and one Mormon that are going to date each other for 1 year.
Either they'll be married or they'll kill each other by the end.
I used to go to, like, the Mormon, like, teenage dance nights.
Oh, right on.
The Mormon church. That was wild.
Where they would, like, get into it? They would dance and stuff?
It was the town Fruit across Punch. The town from Footloose. It was a town over.
They would, like, real dance or they would, like, hokey pokey stuff?
Yeah, they didn't, like... Yeah, it was kind of like the...
Yeah.
We're having fun.
Kind of like that. Everyone's out the doors. Have fun.
But to get permission for me to go to these dances,
yeah,
I had to have a meeting with one of the elders. I think he was an elder. I don't really remember the titles.
They're elder, yeah.
But literally, I go in, and it was a closet. And he shut the door, and it was two chairs. And we were sitting across from each other, and our knees were touching. And he's just asking me questions.
Is this before or after you peed in the temple?
This was
during.
Before.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was really intimidating. And then he gave me a card, but he had to sign off on it as the elder. And that was my ticket to the dance.
Did you have to answer questions before he would sign the card?
Yeah. He asked me a lot of questions. I kind of forget. I kind of blocked it out of my mind. I wonder if something happened.
Are you part of the church? Did you sign a paper?
Oh, crap. Well, I guess I'm Mormon. Whatever.
Like, it sounds like a bad TV show ending. Well, I guess I'm a Mormon.
Yeah.
They're like super nice. That's the thing is like a Mormon. Sorry to go back to this, but like a Mormon would try to talk you into being a Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
A person that's involved in Scientology often is like not going to try and talk you into being inside.
It's exclusive.
It's the strangest little subsect of, and we've even talked about like how the LDS and like the city of Salt Lake seem to be living very copacetically. Like Salt Lake has things going on.
Things
are great, even though it's like got, you know, the big Mormon temple and stuff. And like that is not the case with like downtown Clearwater and Scientology.
Yeah.
Like, it's just they gobble up all the land and they shut it down and use it for nothing. So it's strange.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
They are gobblers. They are gobblers.
Are they goblin?
Did you guys say goblin mode was the word of the year?
Oh, yeah.
Goblin mode.
I didn't understand that.
I don't get it either. I feel like.
I just saw that. Lily's like, how is goblin mode the word of the year? Like, what does that mean? I'm like,
where was that at?
I don't know. Some
who announced
the
goblin?
Oxford Dictionary picks like a word of the year every year.
I know it was like a meme once the new Spider-Man came out last year.
Oh,
God. Yeah. Well, goblin mode is like you've given up caring. Like a person has given up caring about themselves. Mm. Like
I've never heard that. That's
like
crazy.
As far as like the way they present, so they're not like interested in like personal hygiene stuff as much, and they're.
I think I've been a goblin. Been goblin mode a couple times.
Since we're talking about religion, let's jump into politics.
Anthony, who are you voting for?
What do you think of our current political climate?
How much money do you make?
It's chilly.
Oh, are you vaccinated? Just kidding. Don't answer.
You guys want to see something really disturbing?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
This is my favorite podcast.
Okay. All right. I'm telling you, you're gonna hate this.
Okay.
You're gonna hate this.
I'm more in now than when we started.
Oh.
Have you ever seen a newborn baby horse's hooves?
Oh no, are they like
dude
soft?
Bro, you're gonna hate this. I want you to hand that to
you. Yeah, let's make
the
rounds
like
here.
That looks like you like roasted some garlic.
It's bad, bro. It is the most terrifying thing in the world. We'll show a picture of it right here.
I'm trying not to gag a little.
It's terrible. Because apparently they have to have there's a whole explanation with it.
Hank Green goes Hank Green goes, I can't look away.
Trying to make sense of what
they're animals that, you know, in the wild, they're obviously going to be something that's going to be preyed after, you know, and so they're in danger. So
and
they have to be
over.
Yeah, exactly. Now, but they have to be able to get up and go, but also they can't have full on hooves with inside because it'll damage the mom. And so that's,
let me see it one more time.
It's like soft and like, I'll send you guys the video, but it's like a Hank Green kind of explains the whole science of it.
I've won a gag.
It's, when I saw it, it was like, this is a nightmare.
Why do I see a blue crab?
Yeah, I see, you know sand fleas?
Like, they do. It's like a sand flea.
It looks like sand fleas.
Yeah, it does. That's terrifying. I don't know why. I don't know why I showed you guys but I just thought it would be really interesting.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Speaking of Christmas music.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that Sam Smith song that's on the radio right now?
Unholy?
Unholy. Yeah. So,
terrible song. Catchy. I'm saying terrible lyrics.
Oh. So, okay, this is what I want to unpack a little bit. I had you guys on my podcast a while ago, and we talked about music, and you introduced me to the Miami Jewish Boys Choir.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Which I'm super appreciative of. Josh, I found out recently.
You wearing their merch?
I found out recently I have Jewish.
You are.
Heritage, yeah.
Shout out.
Big shouts out. Ancestry.com taught me that I have Jewish heritage.
Nice.
So now,
shalom. I don't know. Is that how they do it?
Yeah.
I think you have to twirl three times.
Shalom.
Perfect. And so we were talking about that, and you said you were like, that song was so catchy. And I thought the same thing. First time I heard it, I was like, this is so catchy. Like, man. And it actually came out around Halloween time. So it was like kind of like spooky.
It was.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then I was like, so like three times through, I'm just like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And then you start hearing the words, and you're like, okay. It's kind of one of those like,
it's about a father cheating.
Somebody's cheating on someone. Right.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, that there's songs about, you know, people stepping out and it happens.
Yeah.
I know. Mm. None of us like it, but it happens.
Yeah.
There's a line in the song, it's like, something. He left his kids at home, ba-na-na-na-na. And I was like, oh, jeez.
Like, you have such a cool, like, the music is cool.
It's so cool.
Why not just make cool lyrics?
But here's what I discovered.
Oh.
I think it's actually like a PSA as to why you shouldn't cheat. Because most songs just do, like, kind of the sexy bit. And they're like, na-na-na-na-na-na. They're doing their thing. This song includes the line, he left his kids at home. Really puts into the listener's mind.
Do you think that's Sam Smith crying out for help?
It's like a personal
My daddy's
experience.
Unholy.
Like he was, you've left.
Sounds
like
German almost. So holy.
To introduce the idea that he left, like you wouldn't, if you wanted this song to just be sort of like what most songs are, you wouldn't be
that's
like.
That's getting real. It's
his
like.
His kid's got a baseball game. He looks in the stands and his dad is not there. So I feel like Sam Smith is actually introducing the cost here.
Yeah.
And he's saying like, no, this is obviously
my dad never played catch with me.
And it makes me sad. And it makes me cry all night.
That's when he goes to his therapist. He's on the couch. He doesn't talk. He sings all to get through all the pain.
Yeah.
That's his coping mechanism.
He settles down on the couch and he's like, 2, 3, 4. His therapist starts the track.
My
Sam
thing was
Sam Smith. If we know you're watching, if you just want a hug or to talk this through, you
hey,
know,
we have a couch.
Here. Yeah,
we have a couch. We can, you know, we can help you through it.
You can sit right by Anthony's friend, Rob. Was it
Rob's here right now?
Yeah.
Rob. But Sam could come later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what the song is about. I think it's about, you know, realizing the cost of your promiscuity.
So good song.
That's where I was.
So
like,
listen,
good song, not great song. Honestly, important song.
You should probably work that into your next worship at church.
Do it if you haven't completed your Christmas set yet.
You could pass that off.
Consider it.
Yeah.
Consider it.
Has anyone done something holy yet? Like to make it, made it melt like
you
a
know
parody
somebody
a,
has. Somebody
doing
in,
something really holy.
The church that had the video go viral with all the drummers, they're like praying someone does to take the heat off of them. They're like, look, they're worse. They did something worse than us.
Jesus saved the blind and it was so good. It was something super holy.
Can we make an
and then the quartet comes in?
Can we make a kids bop album?
Yes.
But we pick like the intentionally just the most
like really bad songs.
Graphic, terrible songs.
Yeah.
And we really make them more palatable for the youth ministry.
That would actually be really fun.
I feel like that would be such a fun project.
Well, we go all out. We hire like children actors. We get like green screens and like it's the whole music video is brightly colored and everything. Yeah.
We can do, I don't know who sings it, but it's this Super Freak song that's on the radio. We could do Super Meek.
Mm.
Super Meek.
I like it.
That's
I'm
good.
Super Meeky. This would sell. This would go double platinum.
I think so. All right, let's get on it.
Yeah, let's talk to the
you
Scientologists.
You guys can't steal that idea.
The Scientologists have the connections. We could probably talk to them. Figure something out.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas to one and all.
Oh.
Man, Anthony, thank you so much for coming. Listen, guys, Anthony, I want to give you a compliment.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Because I don't give these compliments out a lot, okay? But no. but honestly, to be real honest, you are killing it with the video and the meme game. Because I don't think there's one creator that I know that's been as consistent all across the boards. Like, I don't think you were like the first person to start doing TikTok reels and stuff like that. But when you started doing it, you've been consistently doing it and consistently being funny. And so in that way, you've been absolutely killing
it. And it's Bible-based.
And it's Bible-based.
It's something super holy.
Yes. Yes. Mm.
It is super holy.
Anthony puts out content that is super holy. And we love watching all of it.
Let me say this, since we're being sweet on our Christmas podcast. You guys, I know behind the scenes, talked about doing a podcast for a long time.
Yeah.
And you did it, and it is phenomenal.
I know. We did a thing.
From starting my own podcast, it can be hard, and it can be like, there's so many podcasts out there, and I'm just going to be another podcast, and there's all these thoughts that go in your head. But you guys have done something really interesting and unique and hilarious, and it's really, really good. This has been, you guys are crushing. I'm proud
to have
watched this this cocoon blossom into a Ninjas Are Butterflies.
Wow.
Wow.
So thank you. Thank you, Uncle Tony. Sweet now?
Yes.
Andrew, you're a really nice guy.
Say it louder. What did you say?
Andrew's a really nice guy.
You're mumbling. Say it louder, please.
I think Andrew, you're a really nice guy.
Hey. Someone compliment Rachel.
Rachel.
Anthony, compliment Rachel. Rachel. Doesn't she do like a lot of your merch stuff? Like your the cards and the getting all that stuff ready?
Rachel.
And like building all that?
Rachel does so much. Rachel gives
Is Rachel
her
Rob?
Brag on your Rob.
Hold on. So
does Rachel, when she has to be mean to me about something, like say it's not good, she puts on a mustache and she comes out of the room and she's Rob. That's the character. No, Rachel does so much. She gives me a hard time sometimes when I say Bible is funny and I'll say we are doing a thing, like we made a new product or something like that. And she's like, it's not we, it's just you. And I'm like,
take
I'm always
the credit,
like,
Rachel.
Truly, it's not, because if it's not like actual, like, yeah, helping me package or something very practical like that, she'll like take the kids. She's always like giving me space to create things. It doesn't just appear out of thin air. You have to like kind of carve it out. So Rachel's, nothing happens without Rachel and Rob. I basically am the one that is superfluous. I could be replaced. Rachel and Rob could not be replaced.
Wow. Like that. Like don't ever that. Don't ever forget it.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't ever forget it.
I am so sick of all these nice things.
Now let's go around and let's finish on this. The icks. That ick trend that's on TikTok.
Yeah.
Now we have to go around and share an ick about one another.
Okay.
Something that just...
Where do I start?
Let me get my list out.
With something that we don't like about each other?
Something, don't be mean.
You're the one asking.
I'm just saying, not like, oh, like we're getting real personal. No, just something that's like, that's an ick, which is something that like, that's just a bother. Like, you're like, why do you do that? Like when I do that noise that
you
don't like.
Why are you the way you are?
where do you get off?
My ick about you.
Yeah, hit me.
The fact that you don't have a dad. And...
Honestly,
and that really,
that's kind of my own ick too.
It really annoys me. In fact,
it's annoying.
It's made you into someone that I wish never existed.
Oh my god!
You know what? That's fair. That was
asked.
I kind of just threw that. Was a softball.
Also, your weight.
Just go super hard into it. Oh man!
What about me?
I think sometimes you're too nice. That's my ick.
No, for
now
real.
Do you feel bad?
No.
Now do you feel bad?
No, I feel bad.
I think you give up too. We don't get to hang out too much because you spend too much time doing charity. That's a bummer. You cancel all of the plans we make because you're doing some charitable event or something.
Yeah,
that really bothers me.
He's always doing that.
But.
Anthony,
let's talk about our icks about Anthony. Anthony, I feel like you're trying to be the most attractive bald man in Christian content, and it that kind of, if I can say it, ticks me off.
All right. We'll of course, yeah, like blur that out yeah, when this goes live because yeah, yeah, of the language for the
yeah,
kids.
Yeah.
I don't like your face.
Girl, same.
No, I love same, your face. It's such a iconic face.
That's so funny because I feel like it's the opposite. No, I feel like I have such a like a vaguely familiar face.
You have a nice face.
Yeah, I think that's true. I would say that about myself.
Hey, you got a nice face, Tony.
Hey,
I like your face, Tony.
Breaking news, Tony's face, very nice.
This just in, Anthony's face, nice.
All milk, rotten. Onto the weather.
Mailman, in shambles. No, I really genuinely, like the amount of time people are like, don't I know you from somewhere? I'm like, no, I just have like a very base level face.
Yeah, I think
just,
we mentioned that
yeah,
before.
That's, you just that's, look at me, you're like, yeah, you look like
standard white guy.
Somebody, face, you like a bald white guy.
Is that what, do a lot of people like just trauma dump on you whenever they like meet you because they feel like they already know you? So they're just like, okay, we're already there. So whenever my mom chose to like not show up for my school play, I was just really, you're like, okay, I don't think we're there yet.
Mommy didn't show to my Christmas program.
I think your resting face is mm-hmm, very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's like Andy does not have a good resting face.
So rest your face. I'll rest mine.
Okay.
See, he looks angry.
Yeah, you do.
We have both types of RBFs, but you have the resting blessed face.
Ooh,
this yeah, is my resting face.
Your eyebrows are really turned against you when you rest.
Yeah. Yeah. My daughter, who's 4, Zola, she has my same eyebrows. I feel like it's going to, she's, because she has the point and it's just down. And I'm like, you look angry all the time.
You built different.
I know.
Andy just, got that dog in different, him. Got that dog in him.
That's Josh, do you have that dog in you?
What?
Do you have that dog in you?
From that trip?
Show
me. That's I got that dog in me.
From that like trip to Rogan. China.
Oh, yeah. I do have that dog in me.
That was still there.
And then it left my body.
That was going to be our question today, but we wanted to go Christmas themed. We were going to be should we
be allowed to eat our house pets?
Our house pets food.
Be allowed to eat your house pets. Food. Yep. Oh, 100. That's easy.
They are food. Should we eat them, though?
Oh, wait a second.
Not like their food.
Eat them as food.
Eat them as food.
Oh. I mean, push comes to shove.
Yeah.
Right? We got a goldfish that would be a snack for somebody. A beta fish.
Yeah.
Excuse me,
did
beta
you see
fish.
That record goldfish that was caught?
No.
Or grown, maybe? It was like 67 pounds.
That's insane. But those are, goldfish, like, don't they, like, no matter what space they're in, they'll just grow into, like, they'll continue to grow until they outgrow their space.
That's Harry Potter.
Goldfish? Goldfish come from carnivals, don't they? The ping pong game where you throw the ball in the
yeah, it's kind of like
that's where they're yeah, that's where
isn't that where all goldfish start.
Yeah, that's where they were created.
It's kind of like from there.
It's like guinea pigs.
On the seventh day, God created the goldfish at the carnival.
At the carnival,
yeah, it's like guinea pigs. You've never seen one in the wild. Like, no. Where do they come from?
They that do make guinea pigs though in like Peru or something. Like that's like their staple.
I can't imagine that's good.
Probably
it did like a little dumpling.
Maybe it's like rabbit.
Like rabbit or frog. Maybe. Yeah, some of these.
We are in the South, like squirrel.
Squirrel, yeah.
Squirrels get eaten.
I'm just imagining, hunting for guinea pigs would be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be like they'd be like smaller rabbits. They would be terrifying.
Yeah.
What? Like, I'm imagining, though, if you shot it, it's just obliterated. You're just like, great, I got it, I think. Go? There's blood everywhere, but no remaining animal. Huzzah!
First of all, I want to take that back. I don't think hunting guinea pigs would be fun. I think I should go on record and say that's not going to be fun.
There's like...
Hey, Andy's coming over. Hide your guinea pig.
Why is Andy's resting face just pointed towards my guinea pig right now? Did that guinea pig do something to you, Andy?
I'm going to kill that guinea pig.
Guys, I don't...
Hunting guinea pigs
I don't know right now, but I think I'm going to kill that guinea pig.
Andy's like, hunting guinea pigs wouldn't be fun, and that's why I'm not saving for my kid's college education.
So this is our Christmas episode.
Yes. And that wasn't obvious enough.
We now have the record for the longest episode, so you're welcome.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how fun you are.
Oh,
we
man.
Love having you, Anthony. Thank you so much. Guys, if you are not following Anthony on Bible is Funny on Instagram, Bible is Funny on TikTok, what else do you have? You sell really hilarious like holiday cards.
Greeting cards,
Valentine's Day cards. Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Yeah, it is.
You guys do always like fun bundles for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some mugs. Yeah. You can get all that's all on the Etsy shop.
And you brought some for us today, right?
I brought some mugs I left them out at the desk.
Cool. Then you totally missed that plug.
So they're they're out there. You should get some. Yeah. Bible's funny. TikTok, Instagram, podcast.
Are you working on anything right now that people should be looking forward to?
I actually am.
Oh,
I don't know if I've talked to you guys about this. I have a card game coming out.
Yeah, you mentioned that before. Yeah. So what's
super pumped about?
When's that coming out?
So it comes out in June.
Nice.
You can pre-order it now, but it's like a apples to apples style
cards for humanity.
Yeah. It's a Cards Against Humanity style where you get like a prompt and then you have a bunch of Bible verses that you can all play to try to pick get the funniest one. We've kind of played a test version of it and it's super fun. I'm very pumped on this card
game. That's awesome.
So how about this?
When does that come out?
June.
June.
Mm-hmm. So let's have you back on in June and maybe we can play a little bit of game.
Play a little bit of game.
Play that game when it comes out in June.
See? A new game for the kids.
Play a little bit of game when I come back in June.
Your grandmother enjoy it too. Fun for the whole family.
Absolutely. All right.
I would love that.
Thanks,
we
Anthony.
Love you. Anthony, love Rachel, you thanks for coming. We love you guys. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful time. Apologies to the Scientologist.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
No.
Just kidding. Yeah.
But shout out to the Mormons. I guess I'm part of you now, so where do we meet?
If they don't like it, you're in trouble.
Oh!
Hey. Oh!
Ninjas.
Bye.
Are butterflies. Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
Before we go, Anthony, we're back.
Pitch Sunday Cool to us.
Yeah, just like do it in 10 seconds. Sunday Cool.
Why do you love Sunday Cool?
Dude, Sunday Cool, whatever you need, customizable swag, shirts, hats, stickers, whatever you guys need, Sunday Cool has it. They're great to work with. Designers here are wonderful. If you don't have a design, Sunday Cool, you need it, they got it.
What's the website?
www.www.sundaycoolcarl.net/gov/ninjasorbutterflies.gov.net
SundayCool.com. Go.
Thanks.